Rock 107 WIRX. Prank call of the week.
Hello!
Brought to you by Extreme Wireless on M139 in Benton Harbor and on 11th Street in Niles.
Hello?
Do squirrels have rabies?
Squirrels can have rabies, yeah.
I'm calling... I'm feeling a little nauseous. Yesterday was Squirrel Appreciation Day, and I wanted to show my appreciation for squirrels by giving a squirrel a hug.
Well, I guess were you successful in doing that?
I was. I lured a squirrel in with some cashews, and then I grabbed the squirrel. Oh, boy, I don't feel good. Is it hot in here? Boy, it's hot in here. I grabbed the squirrel, and he was good for a second, and then I just gave him a little hug, and I thought he was giving me a kiss, but he actually bit me right on the cheek.
Okay, and what are you feeling right now? Because this actually could be a situation. You should call your local doctor. Or actually, I would just recommend you head straight to urgent care.
But that's why I called you guys. You're a vet. You deal with animals. I don't know what a doctor's going to know. I mean, it's nothing too bad. I'm a little warm, like a little hot, and I kind of like got some muscles. Like my muscles are sore. The lights are really bright.
Okay, when did all of this start?
This started not terribly long after I kissed the squirrel, or the squirrel bit me. I don't like to make the squirrel sound bad, or post Squirrel Appreciation Day.
Right. Well, I would say that your symptoms are at least very concerning. So I would recommend very strongly, actually, that you head to your doctor. I can't diagnose you over the phone, nor can I tell you if that squirrel was infected or not.
If I'm foaming at the mouth a little bit, like I got a little bit of foam on the mouth.
Yeah, that's very bad. I would actually get off the phone with me and head straight to urgent care. Actually, I would recommend, do you have anyone who can take you there? Call an ambulance.
The only one that's here is the squirrel. Should I bring the squirrel with me?
The squirrel is still there.
Yeah, I didn't want to get rid of the squirrel just because he bit me.
Where is he, in your house?
I honestly don't know exactly where he's at right now in the house, but he's around. I'll find him. Should I take the squirrel with me when I come over and see you?
No, I would not have any interaction with the squirrel from here on out. All right, I will give you the number for... animal control, and I will recommend that you call animal control and head to the doctor's immediately, sir. This is kind of a time-sensitive issue.
You seem to know what you're doing. Can I just come over to you and, like, get a shot? I mean, it can't be that bad, right?
We cannot treat humans here. No, sir.
What if I bring the squirrel over? Can you treat the squirrel?
No.
And then just give me a little shot.
It's a wild animal. So, he needs to be outside.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Taken care of.
Hear me out. I'm going to bring the squirrel. You're going to give him a little shot, and then instead of giving him all the medicine, just give me whatever's left over, and we'll be fine. Then we'll leave after we get our lollipops.
Okay. That's not going to happen.
I think I'm going to pass out. I'm not feeling too.
All right. I would call 911, sir. I'll call them for you. Sir? Hello?
That was your prank call of the week. Brought to you by Extreme Wireless, your Boost mobile dealer on M139 in Benton Harbor and on 11th Street in Niles. Rock 107 WIRX.